Hello, divers, coming to you from Studio D, the Deep Dive Podcast proudly presents Hollywood Hype, a series that looks at the gimmicks, tie-ins, and publicity stunts that lured unsuspecting patrons into movie theaters. I'm Tom Feeney, two-time regional Emmy Award-winning producer and writer for Wang's Chop Movie Magazine. This episode, we look into a movie that boasts the tagline, "The Movie You Will Never See." And for all intents and purposes, that's entirely accurate. The film is called 100 Years, and it will be released in, no surprise here, 100 years. Now, who is behind this movie, and why was it made, if it actually exists at all? In the century plus years of movie history, there have been a number of films that were completed or nearly completed, but never actually released to the public. In fact, on previous episodes of the Deep Dive Podcast, we've looked at several, including the 1994 Fantastic Four movie, the failed fishy fantasy Empires of the Deep from 2011, and most recently, the Warner Brothers tax write-offs, Batgirl and Coyote vs. Acme. Now, the films I just mentioned all went unreleased for various reasons, but all had something to do with finances. Today, we look into a film that is supposedly finished, but you won't see it in your lifetime. The movie is 100 years. It was completed in 2015. Its release date, however, has been pushed back by about a century. That's right, 100 years is set to be released in 2115. Now, I sure hope that the war between Earth and the Crendelusian Empire is finished by then, you know. So now you know the what and the when. But the real question is, why? Is the movie so bad that its creators don't want anyone to see it until they are long dead? I mean, that's not exactly unheard of. There is precedent. The notorious 1971 movie The Day the Clown Cried is an example. Now, if you're unaware, it's the World War II drama written and directed by late comedian Jerry Lewis, where he plays a clown who leads children into the gas chamber at a concentration camp. Yes, you heard correctly. Now, Lewis himself had no plans to release the movie in any way, shape, or form. At least that's what he would tell anyone who dared to ask him. But here's the twist. 2 years before his death in 2017, Lewis donated a copy of The Day the Clown Cried to the Library of Congress, with the stipulation that it not be screened until mid-2024, this year. So, we will have to wait and see what happens. So back to 100 years. Not much is known about the film itself, but what is known is intriguing. That word could also easily be used to describe the two individuals who created this project, Oscar-nominated actor and scary man John Malkovich and veteran director Robert Rodriguez. Now, the former has of course appeared in films like Dangerous Liaisons, Con Air, Places in the Heart, and obviously, being John Malkovich.
My name is Craig Schwartz and I have an interview with Dr. Lester.
Please have a seat, Mr. Juarez.
My name is Schwartz.
My name is Schwartz.
Which of these two letters comes first, this one or this one?
The symbol on the left is not a letter, sir.
Damn, you're good.
Do you know that I don't even know your name or where you work?
And 50 other lines to get into a girl's pants.
So, honey, have you thought any more about us having a baby?
I think that maybe we should just wait and see if this job thing pays off. There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine, and it takes you inside John Malkovich.
There's no such thing as a hole into somebody's brain.
Yes, there is. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes?
Yes!
And then after about 15 minutes...
That's not me! I didn't say that!
You're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
It was amazing.
Where the hell are we?
We're in Malkovich's subconscious.
Do you think that it's kind of weird that John Malkovich has a portal? I mean, do you think that it might have some sort of significance?
What is going on? Huh?
I discovered that portal.
It's my head!
John Cusack, Cameron Diaz, Catherine Keener, and John Malkovich.
Malkovich!
Malkovich!
Being John Malkovich.
Hey, Malkovich, be fast!
Director Robert Rodriguez has had a pretty amazing career behind the camera, beginning in 1992 with his stellar debut in the no-budget action film El Mariachi. He then made a more commercial reboot/sequel of El Mariachi called Desperado that won him both critical and box office acclaim.
I was visiting a bar, and in he walked.
You saw his face?
His face? No. I mean, every step he took towards the light, just when you thought his face was about to be revealed, it wasn't. It was as if the lights dimmed just for him.
They called him a loner.
I know who you are.
Really?
You killed drug dealers.
I killed the woman I loved. It'll ruin my life.
They called him a miss.
You've heard stories of that man that carries a guitar case full of weapons. Find him and kill him.
I hope you don't think you can take someone like Butch all by yourself.
Really?
They made the mistake of calling his bluff.
Is there something in the guitar case? A guitar?
Now, it's time to face the music.
Let's play.
Desperado also cemented star Antonio Banderas' status as a lead actor and introduced much of the world to Salma Hayek. Thank you, Robert. After Desperado's success, Rodriguez became one of Hollywood's top genre directors with hits like Spy Kids, Sin City, Machete, and Alita Battle Angel, as well as directing episodes of Disney Plus's Star Wars series The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett. So here we have two Hollywood heavyweights being brought together for a mysterious project that won't see the light of day for a century. So how did all this come about? Well, like with a lot of things in life, you can blame alcohol. I mean, not in the way you might think, though. Let's take a journey, shall we? To southwestern France, or France, or whatever. And a commune that bears a name you might be familiar with. It's called Cognac. And yes, it is the place where the distilled drink originates. So how does Cognac fit into our story? Well, we'll get to that. I need to pad the runtime of the podcast a bit, so forgive me. For the uninitiated or those not yet of drinking age, Cognac is a type of brandy. A liqueur that is made from a fruit-based wine that has a high acid and low sugar content. The wine used to make cognac is always white wine, and always from the local vineyards of the cognac region of France. The wine is fermented and distilled in a special copper pot, then aged for at least 2 years. Then voila, you have cognac. Thus endeth the lesson. So why does any of this matter? Well, one of the top makers of fine French cognac is 300 years old. Founded in 1724, the Remy Martin Company has been producing cognac since before George Washington himself was even born. Remy Martin is one of the major producers of cognac in the world, along with Hennessy and Courvoisier. All right, so here's why I went through all that. In 2015, Remy Martin introduced a line of cognac called Louis XIII. The cognac in question was made from a blend of different ages of the drink, ranging from 40 to 100 years old. Now, in case you were wondering what something like that might cost, I know I was, so I looked it up. A bottle of Louis XIII Black Pearl Grand cognac goes for around $35,000 to $40,000. Now, lest you think that excessive, the most expensive bottle is a jaw-dropping $2 million. The Henri IV Dudoyon Heritage Cognac is known as the DNA of cognac. It comes bottled in crystal. It is 24-karat gold dipped with sterling platinum and features 6,500 certified cut diamonds as decoration. Taxes and fees not included. All right. Let's get back on track here. The 2015 release of the Remy Martin Louis XIII Cognac was a big deal for the company. So big, in fact, that they commissioned a series of short films to commemorate the occasion. And that, my friends, leads us right back to John Malkovich and Robert Rodriguez. The pair were asked by execs at Remy Martin to create a film inspired by the 100 years it takes to make each bottle of Louis XIII. So, on the evening of November 18, 2015, Malkovich and Rodriguez locked their finished film in a fail-proof, time-locked safe protected by bulletproof glass. There are no keys or codes to unlock the safe. It will reopen automatically November 18th, 2115. And on that date, barring any global catastrophe that may occur between now and then, 100 years will premiere. 1,000 guests from around the world received an engraved metal invitation to be handed down to their descendants to attend. So where is the film right now? Well, according to sources, the safe containing the film now rests comfortably amongst casks of Louis XIII cognac in a cellar in France. Of course, everyone connected with the mysterious movie is being very tight-lipped about the content of the film. But as a gesture of good faith, I would imagine, three very, very early teaser trailers were released online.
In 2015, I, John Malkovich, shot a film which will be held for 100 years. The time required to create Louis XIII. Imagine the future.
You're late.
You miss me that much?
Hey! What are you doing here?
Now, the other trailers are all available on YouTube for those who are interested. So be sure to mark the date on your calendars. Just be sure to save me a spot for my disembodied head cylinder and a booster seat, too. Please and thank you. Thanks for listening. If this is the first time you've heard this podcast, check out our past episodes, available on almost all podcast providers, and subscribe so you don't miss a single one. And if you like what you hear, write us a review. We'd love to know what you think. Or you can drop us a line at thedeepdivepodcast@gmail.com or on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter/X feeds. And you can find links to those in our awesome t-shirt store and the bio of our Instagram page. All clips used in this podcast are meant for educational purposes only and not to infringe on existing copyrights. Hollywood Hype is part of the Deep Dive Podcast and a production of Automaton Studios.